Good morning, rise and shine. Wake up, happy napper. It's playtime.
Oh, look at me. I'm making people happy. I'm the magical man from Happy Land in a gumdrop house on Lollipop Lane.
Welcome to Cartoon Tonic.
Oh, so
hey, I didn't want to scare you this time.
It was still a little frightening.
Yeah. It was
nice. Still a
I'm a little skittish.
Is it just me, like me in general?
No, it's all quick noises.
I'm your frightening host, Brian Hitchler. Joining me as always is Kayla and Josiah. How are you two?
Doing good.
Doing good. I'm going to let you talk this time because I cut you off the last episode that we recorded.
Oh, it's fine.
He's doing good. I'm doing good.
Cut him off again. You're done. you met your quota. What we're doing today is exactly what I pictured when we talked about doing this podcast. Of course, today we are watching The Simpsons.
Yeah.
For those of you that don't know The Simpsons, we'll give you a little background. Don't worry about it. But specifically, this particular episode is about a specialty cocktail, which you guys made.
Okay. Well, honestly, I normally make the cocktails. That's
which Josiah made.
My realm, but this one was all Josiah.
I got really excited to make this one because I remember thinking when I was a kid watching the Flaming Moe episode.
Yes.
Flaming Moe / Flaming Homer. We'll get into that later.
Yes.
But I remember thinking like, oh man, that would be really cool to drink a drink that's like actually on fire. And I know several exist, but it felt really cool to try to like hammer out this actual cocktail.
I've seen a lot of YouTube videos of people making the Flaming Moe, but to come to your house and see a Flaming Moe in front of me is tops. Mm-hmm. It's a dream come true, really.
And how about that creation video too? That we
definitely used to tease this episode. If you guys haven't seen it yet, head over to our Facebook page at Cartoon Tonic Podcast, and our Instagram at also Cartoon Tonic Podcast.
Cartoon Tonic Podcast. Yeah.
Okay, so you put so much more work into this than I thought anyone could ever possibly do for three friends who hang out and drink and watch cartoons. That is legit as fuck, my friend. Like, it is so good.
I went a little overboard, but I was just like, oh, I could do this part in slow-mo and it would look super cool.
It was
very cool.
Usually in the beginning of the episode, we like to tell you what we're drinking. I think this time we're going to save that until after you watch the episode because we want you to see the Flaming Moe / Flaming Homer in its entirety, and then we'll explain to you what our version is. We don't want to spoil that for
we
you.
We also came up with a non-alcoholic version, which we're going to call the Fizzing Moe or the Fizzing Homer. And I'm excited to talk about that one, too.
We've never broken format before.
Never once. Of our hundreds of episodes.
But we're going to do it now, baby! Sai, why don't you give us a little background on The Simpsons, because it's a little, cartoon that no one's ever watched
this
before.
This little throwaway clip.
If you haven't heard of The Simpsons, you're lying.
it's
one of, the grandfather cartoons of, like adult humor cartoons. The show was created by Matt Groening. We're not gonna get into the voice actors too much, because this cartoon has a ridiculous amount of voice actors.
Like,
I mean,
everyone.
There's hundreds of characters, isn't there?
Just like the cameos alone, from famous actors and stuff. There's tons. There's hundreds of characters. The two main ones, Hank Azaria and Dan, you want to say it? Because I always screw it up.
Casta something or other. I can't say it either.
Casta. Grandpa Phil.
Grandpa Phil from Hey Arnold.
Who do the voice
Who do
Moe and Homer?
It's the same actor for both.
No. Hank Azaria does Moe.
Oh, gotcha.
Dan does Homer. And Hank Azaria does like a ridiculous amount. He does Moe, Apu, Chief Wiggum, Comic Book Guy, Carl Carlson, Cletus, Professor Frink, and there's a ridiculously long list, and it's the same.
Just go to the Wikipedia. Like, it's The Simpsons, right? It's
I mean, these two guys kind of make up the majority of, like, the classic characters. Yeah.
These two guys are the Simpsons.
Pretty much.
Yeah. No, honestly. Yeah.
This episode in particular is, like, super memorable to me.
Yeah.
Are there any that are, like, really stand out to you guys that you'd, like...
It's so... Okay, so, like, we bonded over the Simpsons in Futurama when we, like, first met. Me, you, and Joey, we would just hang out, and it was just constant Simpsons quotes.
Yep.
And to just, like, be like, oh, what sticks out? It's been, like, what, like, 32 seasons of the show or something crazy like that?
31, I believe.
So, yeah, like, and I've been watching it literally my entire life. It came up, Simpsons came up before I was born, and I'm still watching that show. So, I mean, Mr. Plow, Marge versus the Monorail, like, literally, like, anything with Sideshow Bob. Like, any of those episodes, those like, there's just so many, so many classic Simpsons episodes. But it's really funny that this episode that came out when we were 1 year old about an alcoholic beverage is still, like, stuck in our brains all these years later.
Yeah.
It's just very, very strange to
me. Who would have thought that it would be the perfect episode to do on a podcast that we just randomly...
Literally nobody in 1991 thought, this is going to be the perfect episode to review on a podcast, because podcasts didn't exist.
No.
So, I mean, for me, and this might be a little blasphemous for both of you, I didn't watch too much of Simpsons growing up.
Charlatan!
We ended up watching, like, the Treehouse of Horrors.
Yeah.
Because that was always on around Halloween time. And I really appreciate those. The aliens, I don't know their names, but I love them. They're so classy and gooey. It's the perfect combination.
They're classy and gooey.
Classy and gooey.
Like.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm not changing what I said.
Mutually exclusive things.
No. You can be gooey and classy. It's fine. Look it up. Treehouse of Horrors really stuck out in my head, especially now that Simpsons has come to Disney, Disney Plus. I've been able to watch a little bit more of the episodes.
Yeah.
Mostly, I think I know Simpsons quotes without actually have seen the episodes, because that's a way that, Saya, your family communicates.
Oh, yeah.
Is Simpson quotes. And when we first started dating and everything, it was one of the sets of quotes from shows that I had to learn fairly quickly. So
me and my brother just rapid fire back and forth with Simpsons quotes.
Yeah.
And
there was a point in time, a little history lesson, that I lived with Josiah and his brother and another roommate, and it was like a different damn language. And you had to learn quick, or, I mean, you just had to learn quick. There really wasn't a second option. But having watched a few more of the episodes more recently, or at least as an adult, I really appreciate the humor that's in it. And I'm sure we'll get into it more, but there's a few other things that I really like.
We have been watching it more and more, and a lot of the jokes hold up. A lot of the situations in the cartoon don't really hold up.
Oh, God, no.
And I didn't think about that. But, I mean, it's been on for so long that, like, you know, long enough for people to have changed several times in a lifetime. And
it's a good cultural time capsule.
Right. There are, like I said, 31 seasons. There's 671 episodes.
Jesus.
To the date of this recording.
And still, it just got approved up to season 32, I think. So, it's still going. A lot of people like to talk about, like the decline of the show. And, like, I haven't been watching, like, it live for, like, a while. I usually wait till it comes out and I'll watch it. But, like, I'll pop in and catch some new episodes, and the quality is still there. It's still funny. It's still The Simpsons. I just, you know, it's been on for over 30 years, so maybe people are getting tired of it, but I seem to not.
The show is older than me.
Yeah. Right. They've done everything. There's essentially, like, very little situations that they can play out in an episode that hasn't been done by them specifically.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's literally an entire episode of South Park about that.
Yeah.
Because, like, any other cartoon maker, they can't possibly do a scenario that Simpsons hasn't already touched on. Which is nuts, for sure.
Yeah. And they've definitely jumped around in style, like, not only animation, but the way that they tell their jokes and their stories. They've tried to, like, evolve, and I feel like they've drifted out of classic Simpsons, kind of back into it a little bit. and
there was
fluctuated.
A couple seasons there where they were like, I think they were trying to be edgy, like Family Guy.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I think I remember a few seasons, like early adulthood, that it was like they were trying to jump on that Family Guy train.
Right.
Or it was a little bit more like cutbacks and a little edgy, and that didn't really feel like The Simpsons. But
no. One of the things that always sticks out to me is this one scene where Homer's trying to, I think he's trying to like dump his car into like the lake or the river or something as for like the insurance money. And he's like all dressed in black and he's like going down a hill and then he like jumps out and then hits a ramp and goes right back into
he
the car.
Back in yeah, it, yeah.
Like those types of jokes and that type of humor was like
so
impactful for little Brian. Like that was
one of mine and my dad's favorite episodes to watch was it was the Frank Grimes episode.
Oh, Grimey.
Good old Grimey.
Good old Grimey.
Kayla watched that one.
That's season one.
That is.
Is it
is
season,
I think season one?
Listen, though, because that episode, I love it so much. Frank Grimes, or whatever his name is, or Grimey, as he likes to be called.
He's just tormenting this guy, and there's... It's really messed up when you look at it from an outside perspective.
Honestly,
but
I love it so much because it's it's this character who is literally everybody that is watching this show. Like, everybody in real life. That like, you try hard at work, you do the right things, you follow the life plan, blah, blah, blah. And you always have this coworker that gets under your skin and somehow gets promoted above you. And it was just the best. Like, that's my favorite episode ever. It's the Grimey episode. It's so good.
That is a good one. I'd watch that one over and over.
Simpsons is another one of those shows that, despite it being a cartoon comedy, like, has a lot of sentimental moments in it, too. One that instantly comes to mind is, like, the first episode of Simpsons was Santa's Little Helper, you know, where they adopt their dog. And the Do It For Her episode where... That was a really, really powerful one. And when you go back and, you know, watch The Simpsons from, like, season one, it was very kind of standard sitcom, like, to start. It was more of, like you would see at that time, you know, late 80s, early 90s, standard, like, live-action sitcom, but with cartoon characters.
Right.
And then after that, season two and three and on kind of, like, went a little away from that into what we all know and love is The Simpsons as being kind of irrelevant and just over the top.
Yeah. I mean, they really did. They started with situational humor that was just in like a wacky family. And now they have to go off the wall because
there's nothing
there's
else
no
left.
More,
and I love now that they've been doing this for so long, they reference it.
Yeah.
So like, you know, it's like, you know, like what kind of, Homer's like talking about what kind of jobs he was like, well, I was an astronaut and I was a plowman for a little bit, and he like goes over like all these, because yeah, like he's been everything, you know, and the characters have all been in like insane situations. They've been to space, you know.
There was like an episode where Lisa was like, well, don't worry, by the end of this everything's going to be back to exactly how it was for next week, and she like breaks the fourth wall and like looks
tongue-in-cheek stuff.
It's The Simpsons has been around for so long that it's predicted things.
Yeah, there's crazy things.
There's a whole lot of those.
Yeah.
There's a lot of theories about the
Simpsons. We're going to have to do a special episode of just Simpsons predictions because there's so many of them. Like,
absolutely.
Well, right.
And this will by no means be the only Simpsons episode that we do.
No.
And that's why we're kind of touching on the voice actors and all of the other history a little lightly. It was because... We know we're going to come back to this. This is an episode that means so much to at least 2/3 of our podcast hosts here. And I enjoy it, even if it doesn't have like that like childhood meaning to me. So we'll be back.
There's going to be more Simpsons episodes of the podcast. We're definitely at some point going to do the Simpsons movie.
Yeah.
That was the most fun movie going experience I think I've ever had.
Was there a Simpsons movie video game?
Oh, there's quite a few.
I remember playing a video game.
Okay,
Simpsons.
So OG in the arcade was the Simpsons Fighter game.
Yeah, we played that one not too long ago.
Yeah.
Oh, we played that at Ready Player One
in
Detroit when we all went there. There was Simpsons Road Rage, which was a kind of a knockoff of Crazy Taxi.
That was one of my favorites.
And then Simpsons Hit and Run, which was like a GTA-style Simpsons game, which is incredible, and it's amazing.
I think that's the one that I played.
Yeah, it's great. It's really good. There,
I remember so many little things in that one, like when you go to the Quickie Mart and like if you go to leave or break something, I can't remember what set it off, but it just like the show, it like flashes start going off and it's like silent alarm activated. But it was little stuff like that. There's just jokes throughout the whole game. Yeah.
And like Futurama, which is made by the same dude, so many like hidden little jokes in the episodes, and you rewatch these things and you see stuff in the background. Now I'm really happy that it's on Disney Plus. It's not the ideal way to watch earlier seasons right now, because they changed everything to wide format when they put it on there. So you actually miss some background stuff if you watch pre-HD episodes on Disney Plus.
Right.
Gotcha.
But Disney said that they are going to fix it. They're going to give everyone the option to be able to change your aspect ratio. So I'm purposely not starting from the beginning right now because I don't want to miss those background things.
Which is good, which means you haven't seen the Flaming Moe episode in a while.
I haven't watched it in a long time, so mm-hmm. I'm excited to get into it and to hopefully not light myself on fire when I drink this.
There
also, like, we don't drink it while it's on fire.
You gotta blow it up. No, yeah. I've found the secret to this, and I'll get into that later, but right. It is a drink of danger.
Because
so.
I feel like if I was just like... Like, I'm spitting right. fire all over the place.
The object is to not do that like you're blowing out a candle. It's progressively increase your wind in order to... I made that mistake.
Progressively become a windbag.
That's what I should have recorded in slow-mo.
You spitting
the
fire.
The loss of my eyebrows.
Well, two episodes ago when we were exchanging Festivus gifts...
Yes.
One of your gifts to your husband was to the ability for him to like not light himself on fire.
Well, specifically, it was he would see a very unattractive form of my face making
warning
a very
right,
unattractive
right, right,
noise.
Right. Yes.
When he was going to set himself on
we
fire.
We need that now. So can you get on that?
And... Just like
you're a goat in the scenario.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Sure.
Unattractive goat Kayla.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't have to dive into that. Well, I'm sure we'll get into the whole fire aspect of it later, but it was very entertaining to see you take a torch to a shot glass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
But we'll get into that and more.
Is there anything else we should cover before we hop into the Flaming Moe?
I learned, researching one of our previous episodes, that Lisa is actually named after, and both Maggie too, the sisters, the girls in the show, are named after the creator's actual sisters.
I did not know that.
Isn't that neat?
You learnt me something again.
Learnt you?
I like to say that because it bothers you.
Yeah. But anyway, I just thought that was a fun fact. That's
yeah,
all.
That's cool.
We're going to have a segment. It's called Get Turnt and Learnt with Kayla.
Listen, though, because I will deal with learnt for that. Get Turnt and Learnt. We're going to drink some MD2020 and have a good educational time.
No, it's happening. This is a segment now. So, like, every episode, you're going to have, like, special info. I'm like, welcome to Get Turnt and Learnt.
It'll be a YouTube cast in the future. Just welcome to Get Turnt and Learnt, or Learnt and Turnt, depending on how much I've gotten turnt.
But like, as the episode goes on, it's just like progressively you're more and more wrong about the thing you're saying.
Yes, the game will be you have to figure out when it was too turnt to be learnt,
like at the end of it, and you're like, and Hitler's art wasn't even that bad.
Oh god, that is too turnt.
That is way too turnt and should be unlearned. Oh jeez.
Okay,
we got off the rails a little.
You're welcome. So please join us after this break for us to review Simpsons of the Flaming Moe episode.
Sourberry Blast Gushers! You'll get sucked in by the sour taste!
Welcome back. We're all done dancing, apparently.
Not yet.
We just finished watching the Flaming Moe episode.
That was fantastic.
Holy crap.
It was very good.
Holy crap.
It was very good.
Was it every bit of, as you remember it from watching it probably like 2 weeks ago?
yes, it was. Remember every bit of it.
I haven't seen that episode in probably a long time. It's been a while. That's such a funny episode. Like, beginning to end. So many good moments. But I'm more interested, like, everyone knows that you and I love Simpsons. I'm more interested in your take on it, Kayla, being that you're not the biggest Simpsons fan.
It's not that I'm not the biggest Simpsons fan. I just don't think that it had the same impact on me growing up as maybe it had on you guys.
That's fair.
During that episode, I was frequently struck by kind of a what the hell moment. Because it's comedy how I see it playing out in my head, but not how typically that I see it playing out on TV. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because normally on TV, there's a line. In this Flaming Moe episode, there really wasn't.
No.
Yeah, I mean, there's a small child bringing alcohol into a school to defend his father's reputation.
He goes, what? I brought enough for everyone.
They're drinking cough syrup, which is now a big no-no because grape drink can't exist anymore. It's cough syrup and Sprite, in case anybody's wondering. Yeah.
We'll have a recipe for that on our website.
Yeah, sure. Robitussin. Anyways. I don't know, I was very entertained from the beginning to the end of that episode. I was very struck by how it seemed like there really wasn't a line. and I don't know, I just, in general, I enjoyed it because it was, like, an easy story to follow. It didn't need to be, like, a made-up, convoluted, somebody did this and then this happened. It was very much like I had this invention and you stole it and this is what happened.
Yeah, there are several episodes that I can remember where Homer gets close to, like, winning a fortune, and that's, like, his whole bit. Like, he gets close to it, doesn't get it, and then he's an idiot because he did something. But
this episode had so many great moments. It starts out with Kent Brockman, who's the newsman on The Simpsons.
The booby montage.
Yeah, he has like a late night like news show that's like sexy news, and it's just a lot of like, you know, like just flashing of like women in bikinis and like him partying and getting a tattoo.
It's the Ion Springfield. It's the like, it's like an 80s theme.
Yeah, and the background is all those weird shapes in green and slightly purple, which is the colors of the 80s, in case anybody's wondering. Like, it's like odd triangles in several shades of colors.
It was kind of funny. So, Bart walks by and goes like, Bart goes, ooh, TNA.
Yeah.
Which is crazy for a kid to say.
Which is,
I never caught tits that
and
as
ass,
a kid.
Right?
Yeah, like, tits and ass. Yeah.
TNA.
So Homer asks why he's up, and he goes, well, Lisa's having a slumber party, a bunch of girls, and they playing Truth and Dare.
And like a game where you pour wax from a candle into a bowl of water to predict your husband's occupation.
That part was really funny. So they dip candle wax in water, and the girl goes, it looks like a mop. Oh, my husband's going to be a janitor. And Lisa goes, no. You know, I see this like as an Olympic torch, and he's going to be a famous athlete. So she dips more wax in there, and it turns into a dustpan. And she goes, the wax never lies. It's that kind of humor in The Simpsons is like just so on point. It's so perfect. They play Truth and Dare, and they dare one of the girls to kiss Bart. And then he goes, I'm telling Mom, and they catch him in a jinx, and they go, you can't talk until we say your name. So he runs to Homer, and he goes, and he's like trying to like get Mime to get him to say his name. He goes, what is it, my boy?
He's just in on it and not saying
it. And he holds up like a sign that says, say my name. He goes, why would I do that, lad? And he's doing like every name for him except for Bart. And then Bart yells out, because I'm jinxed, you see, need to say my name. So Homer punches him. And says, like, oh, you're a jinx, you can't say your name.
I get to punch you because you're jinxed. Yeah.
Like, you spoke while you were jinxed, so I get to punch you in the arm.
Just classic, like, beginning to a Simpsons episode. It was really good.
And he's got the magazine or the newspaper in front of him. As he turns the pages, Maggie is just, like, in stiletto heels with a makeover done on her. Like, oh my goodness. It's so good.
So Homer leaves and goes to Moe's, which is empty, which brings in the plot.
He very specifically leaves the house because his kids are driving him insane, which I think is important to point out. Yeah.
He goes to Moe's, he goes to get a beer, but the tap's empty and the bar's empty, and Moe goes, I know how to make stuff from bartender school, and he pulls out a menu that's just dusty and blows it off, and he goes, gin and tonic, do those things even go together? So Homer brings up his a drink that he made up called the Flaming Homer, which leads into our episode. So Joe, do you want to explain what the Flaming Homer is?
So, in the episode, the flaming Homer. Granted, we did not make it the way that Homer makes it in the episode. Better bartenders than us have tried, and the general consensus is that it's disgusting. Mm. It's gross if you try to make it the way that he does, and the main ingredient is cough syrup, children's cough syrup. But from what people have gathered, what's actually in it is the peppermint schnapps, tequila, creme de menthe, white wine or vodka, and of course the children's cough syrup. Mm-hmm. And there's hundreds of people like trying different recipes like this, YouTube videos of people actually doing it and saying that it's gross, and it's also not flammable, so it doesn't really make sense from a scientific standpoint. But with our drink, we went off like a couple different recipes, still trying to keep like the same spirit of the episode, which is
like you said, it's kind of like whatever's going to be left over at a well tapped out bar. So like,
right, it's just whatever's stuff in your cupboard, kind of like equal parts, because it's like Homer's not really a bartender. So we have blackberry brandy, we got spiced rum, peppermint schnapps, grenadine, and for the fire, we actually put pure lemon extract.
Which is just straight alcohol.
Straight alcohol. It's extremely flammable. If you're going
98%
to try, yeah. If you're going to try this, be extremely careful. I actually don't really recommend it because it is very dangerous. But
because I was joking earlier about like you just quickly blow it out, and the fact of the matter is, had I tried that, I would have set our living room on fire. So please, if you're going to try it, try it carefully.
Yeah, but no, our version is. It actually tasted pretty good.
It was delicious.
It was very good.
Yeah, it's like a medley of different things, but you can kind of taste each thing. You can taste like a little bit of the lemon, the blackberry.
The lemon extract definitely comes through.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's pretty, but it was delicious.
It passed the first test. I didn't go blind.
And then we also had a non-alcoholic version, which we're trying to be more inclusive of. So.
Right. So we had a non-alcoholic version of the Flaming Mo that we called the Fizzing Mo. Yeah. It was blackberry sparkling water, lemon juice, and a little bit of smashed up peppermints. And I think it tasted pretty good.
It kind of tasted like the Flaming Mo.
I'm pretty sure it tasted almost identically. Yeah. It was very good.
And even, like, the same color.
It ended up the same color as well. And it's very few calories for anybody that's worried.
It was very well thought out on your guys' part.
Thanks. We were trucking around our local Target for a hot minute, and I was like, you know what? This dollar bottle of sparkling blackberry water, we're going with it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and that's kind of the essence, too. It's whatever you might have left over after throwing a party or something. So...
Right, like there's so many different recipes online. You can't really screw it up because it's just random junk.
What if you have a little lemon on top?
So the plot is that Homer makes this drink for Mo, and then Mo steals it, and it becomes a super popular drink. And Homer is not eventually kind of like not allowed in the bar anymore, and Aerosmith is there for some reason.
A lot. They just get super popular. Big ass mouth. He's got the biggest mouth.
I think voiced by the actual people too.
Sounded like it.
Yeah. That sounded like Steven Tyler. But my favorite line in this episode was there's this guy who works for like a beverage company, and he wants to buy Flaming Mo, and Mo doesn't want to, so he like takes it to like a scientist to get it tested, and the scientist puts it in a machine, and the results come out. He goes, "Let's see here. It looks like the secret ingredient is love. Who's been messing with the machine?" it's such a short part,
Professor
but it
Frank.
Was yeah, Professor Frank, who pops up a lot in Simpsons. Just
the
like
secret ingredient is love. It's terrible.
Was great.
there's so many good parts. There's a. Because Moe's Bar gets so popular, there's so many people in it. Yeah. Bart tries to call to do one of his like classic crank calls on Moe, saying that he's looking for Huge Ass. and a guy comes up whose name is Huge Ass, and Bart has to, he's like, "Hey, this is a prank that just kind of backfired. I would like to dip out now.
I would like to level with you, Huge."
and Huge Ass is like, "Okay, have a good day.
I hope it works out for you next time."
huge ass, that particular line is was my nickname in early in high school. Do you remember that?
Was that really?
Like, yeah, whenever like I would like introduce myself to like other people, I'm like, hey, I'm Jess, Hugh Jess, or like teachers and whatnot. It was like just this thing that I did.
Was it
okay? You did it to yourself, not.
It wasn't like we did.
Okay, so a little off topic here. There was a friend of ours who was a grade younger than us, and his senior year, he was in like the drama club, and he wrote a play that was like based off of me.
What?
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, he wrote a play that was based on me and like all of my inside jokes and like character work that I did when I was in high school.
You were somebody's muse?
Seriously. It was, I
painted, Brian. It was real
secret
weird.
Ingredient love.
I saw the show, it was my 20th birthday. We went and saw that show, like, and it was like super hilarious, and the main character's name was Hugh Jass.
Really?
Yeah, because that was like what I used to do.
Where did this play take place?
At the school.
Okay, why is anybody being educated at Taylor High School?
They're not.
Yeah, okay, that's fair.
look where I'm at.
Yeah, right? This is true. We're all sitting on the same couch.
That's where I got Hugh Jass from. That's how influential Simpsons is to me. As the episode progresses, that was another one of my favorite parts, is Moe's becomes this big, like, hot place to go. And there's like a bouncer there, and like Krusty comes with his entourage, and he's like going to the bar, and there's like a bunch of photographers, and Krusty just like lays one of them out.
Yeah.
like going after the paparazzi.
And then the whole waitress scene, the help wanted sign that was like,
yeah, that was
bartenders do it until you barf. Like, it was terrible.
It was. I think the point that you were getting to, Sai, was he now has his own theme song. That was inspired by Friends.
No, it was
Friends,
Cheers.
Cheers.
Yeah.
And that song was dark as shit.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, the Moe version.
The Moe version.
Yes, I thought you meant the Cheers version. I was like, I don't remember. It was
Troubles with Your Wife. And
yeah.
It's talking about.
And you want to end your life.
Yes.
Yeah.
Still clever.
So, I mean, like, pretty standard fare for the rest of the episode of Moe's bar becomes the hottest in the scene. Moe is now dating that waitress that he hired.
Was he?
Yeah, he was in bed with her.
Was he?
That was the waitress. And she goes, Maurice, I need to talk to you about something. Or Morris, or whatever she calls him.
She keeps calling him by his proper name.
Yeah. Making him feel guilty about stealing the recipe from Homer. So he decides to sell the recipe to the guy for $1 million and then split the money with Homer. But then in true Homer fashion, he has a mental breakdown. Every word he hears is people saying Moe.
Moe. Moe. Moe.
And then people
Maggie
turn into Moe.
Saying Moe when Maggie notoriously doesn't talk. Yeah.
Maggie's what gotcha.
Yeah, it was.
Most times when Homer is about to get a fortune, he ruins it. So
right.
He breaks into the bar and he goes, do you know what you're drinking? The secret ingredient is cough syrup. Regular over-the-counter cough syrup.
As Mo goes to sign the sheet that would give them lots of money.
Right.
So then the Flaming Mo becomes a popular drink everywhere except for Mo's bar, and then they're friends again at the end. That's basically it. But
everything goes back to how it was at the beginning of the episode.
Which is how The Simpsons has to work.
Always. It's a rule.
Except for when Ned Flanders' wife dies.
Yeah, that's
what?
True.
That's it. But yeah, that's a real story arc. Homer,
I've been avoiding that episode because.
Listen,
Homer kills her with a t-shirt cannon. Well, he doesn't. Homer, like, begs for a t-shirt, and then he, like, ducks right at the last minute, and it hits her, and she falls off and dies. It's a real thing that happens.
There is legitimately a reason why you would not want me to see that episode. Is it sad?
Not really.
No, I mean, Ned's bummed out, but he gets over it.
What? Does he? What? Okay, we'll address this at a later date.
He eventually dates Mrs. Krabappel.
He does.
Really?
Yeah.
The Mrs. Krabappel who was, like, stripping that entire episode?
Yeah. Yep. Weird things happen in The Simpsons. I don't know what to tell you. Yeah, I mean, it's The Simpsons. There's just so many, like, quick-witted jokes that can fly right by if you're not paying attention. I enjoyed the show this episode.
Is there anything that we missed that we need to cover in this episode? There was a lot. There was a lot of little, like...
There was a lot of little things. There was a lot of, like weird character things as somebody that hasn't seen a whole lot of Simpsons. Like, again, Mrs. Kerbopple with, like, just trying to bang everybody at the bar. They turned her into, like, this drunken bar.
She was flirting with Homer. He goes, no, you're my kid's teacher. And she goes, a single parent,
huh?
And he goes... No, and he goes, well, I don't, tonight you just pretend to be.
Yeah. And, like, another scene, one of the, like, the Aerosmith's drummer or whatever.
She tried to bang the drummer.
Yeah. She's, like, hiding his sticks in an inappropriate place. Not that inappropriate, but inappropriate.
I mean, throughout the season, she's played up as, she's being played up as, like, really desperate person. So, I mean, she dates, like, most of the main characters besides Homer.
Skinner.
Comic book guy,
yeah. It's a weird arc.
That is very, very strange.
Another little thing that happened in the beginning too, like when they're at the Simpsons house, it like cuts up to like Lisa's room, but it goes through the floor. And in the floor was asbestos and lead.
It was like the insulation was labeled asbestos and the pipe itself was labeled lead.
Yeah.
And like if you blink, you miss it.
Yeah.
It was very good.
When Homer invented the it has a flashback of him inventing the Flaming Moe, The Flaming Homer. His sisters-in-laws were over there, like, showing, like, a... like,
my beastly sister-in-laws.
Beastly. They're showing, like, clips of their vacation. And he goes, and this is us trying to find out how to plug in our leg razor into those weird outlets. And then it shows the next picture of her just hair that we couldn't figure it out. And he says, like, after I saw that hairy yellow drumstick, I decided it was time for a drink. And he was out of beer, so that's how he invented the...
They also continue, and Selma or whichever one of the sisters goes, yeah, they say everybody floats in the Dead Sea, but not her. And it's just like her tits and knees. Her face is in the water completely. And yeah, it's just...
Oh, that's great.
I see what you mean about the oldest seasons kind of having more of a sitcom feel.
Yeah.
Because that's definitely what that had, is like... Like, what caused Homer, who we're supposed to be following, to leave the house, his kids. And then it kind of centers more on him than, like, the entire family interacting with each other, at least in the earlier seasons. So I could definitely see that.
It's very much a storyline.
It was definitely heavier and, like, even earlier, like, mostly, like, most of season one. It was a lot of, like, even Homer being kind of straight-laced a little bit.
Really?
And, like, Bart being, like, the troublemaker and the funny one.
Yeah, I do remember that.
It was definitely a different show. This was more when they started hitting their stride and like, you know, a lot of times the premise doesn't pop up until after like that first skit.
Yeah.
Which is what they did there, which is instantly recognizable to me when they started playing. It's like, yeah, they always do that, the unrelated thing in the beginning.
Yeah.
And then it goes into like the story. So, but yeah, it's Simpsons. It's the best. I don't know what else to say about it. It's the best. Like, I think for people that maybe haven't watched The Simpsons in a long time or maybe never watched Simpsons, this is a great episode to jump into. There's a lot going on.
Yes.
Being introduced
to a fair number of characters. I really like how they portrayed Lisa in this episode because she's having a slumber party. She had friends over, but she also had End Apartheid Now poster on her door.
Yeah.
Like,
with a picture of Africa.
Lisa is woke before woke was a thing. Lisa is woke. It was very good.
Yeah.
It was very good.
Amazing episode.
Go watch it.
Anything else we need to cover before we take a quick Flaming Moe break?
Not really. I got a game for you guys. I'm not sure if you're going to be down for it.
Well, we'll find out after the break.
We will see.
After these messages, we will see if we don't like this game. Cliffhanger. Crayola jumps. We're back.
Gosh, I had all the hiccups.
I know you do.
Yep.
Yeah, you had them for a while.
Mm-hmm. Done discussing how many times one should pee a day. Now we're back.
Somewhere in between the amount that you do and I do.
We're just worried about your health, Brian.
I got a large bladder. I don't know. Like, I could pee right now, but I'm good until, like, I go to bed.
Excuse me, though, because you feel like you could pee? You have the, like, I have to pee feeling?
I got a little tingle in my dingle.
Oh, Jesus, okay, we don't need to go there, but you can just ignore that?
Yeah, you can.
No!
I mean, when I'm, like, sleeping and I'm, like, way too lazy to get up to use the bathroom, but...
You can ignore it?
Yeah.
Maybe that's my fucking problem.
Maybe.
Yikes.
You have a very sensitive
area. I don't know that we want to go there right now.
Anyway, Simpsons. You know what else is yellow? The Simpsons.
Yes. Transitions are hard.
So the game I got for you.
We gotta review it first.
Oh, that's true.
Did we review first and then game? I thought we game to that.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I think we review first. Yeah.
Okay. All
right.
So, we never change format.
We never change format, and I'm definitely not going to change it again now. So we like to rate our episodes a different way every single time we do this podcast, yes. Apparently. So I think today we're going to rate on a scale from 0 to 5, 5 being the best. I think that's too obvious.
Yeah.
How many...
Brockman photo shoots?
How many paparazzi would you punch out on a scale from 0 to 5?
To watch the show?
Five being really good.
If you have to punch out 5 paparazzi, it was a great time.
Yes.
All right.
It's the only way I know I'd have a good time.
That sounds good.
Or you can go with five tire fires.
I'm punching paparazzi.
Punching paparazzi.
Yeah. Okay, Sia, why don't you go first?
I would go with 5. This is one of my favorites. It's up there. Like we said, there's so many little things in it that are great. It's just super memorable. Now that I've made, like, the drink for us, that's super special to me. Yeah. And I really enjoy that. So, yeah, Simpsons is definitely one of those things that I'm still going to be chuckling about, like, as I'm an old person. So I don't think I'm ever going to lose that sense of humor. So.
Very nice.
This is easy. This is a 5. This is such a classic episode. It's still, like, early in the run of The Simpsons where it was, like, they were just, like, knocking out of the park, like, every single episode. This in particular, like, stretch of Simpsons was in constant syndication when I was, like, about that age where I was able to, like, watch it. So it would have been, like, mid to late 90s. Constantly replaying, like, the first, like, I think it was season 1 through, like, 4 or 5 at the time. They were just constantly replaying them on, like, FX or whatever that, or UPN at the time. That's how far back we're
holy
going.
Holy crap.
So I've seen the episode UPN a lot. It's just, I mean, it's The Simpsons. It's witty and quick and sometimes sincere, and it's just, it's an amazing show. I'm punching 5 paparazzo right in their face, like, to watch the show.
I will probably give it a 4.
How dare you?
I know. But I think that this episode in particular, if you don't have any, like, history with Simpsons, is very entertaining, but it also feels a little, like, disjointed or disconnected from The Simpsons that I've watched more of, mm-hmm. almost. And I think that's probably because there is such a difference between the first few seasons and then later seasons. But I'm gonna punch 4 paparazzos. Sure. I thoroughly enjoyed the Mo song. It was so good, and it, like, made me gasp, even though I shouldn't have. And, like, being able to drink the Flaming Mo and watch this episode at the same time, I think, was a pretty special thing. So
I'm very surprised that the darkest part of this episode is what you found most
enjoyable. You must be very surprised by that. That is definitely just earth-shattering. But yeah, a 4. A solid 4. I can't say that, like, I'm going to punch out every paparazzo that ever existed to watch this episode, but I very much enjoyed it, and I think most people would, too.
Yeah. I mean, this isn't the best Simpsons episode ever, but it's The Simpsons, and it's a classic episode.
You're right. I think if people, like, wanted to go back who had never seen it and watch this one, this is a really good one to watch.
Yeah.
I would tread carefully, because there are several of the old ones that aren't so great.
No, they don't hold up at all. Season 1, there's a lot of, like, it's great if you are nostalgic for The Simpsons, but if you're going into it for the first time, you know, it's probably not the best season to jump into. And there's a list aplenty online of people that, like, aggregate, like, what are some episodes of Simpsons that you should watch. And that's a good way of having a podcast.
I tried to watch the second episode of the first season.
Bart gets an F?
Yeah, a while ago. And it is rough. The animation's rough. The characters, understandably, aren't really themselves. They don't really have their personality. Yeah, so.
It's really, it's like midway through season two, they start to hit their stride. There is an episode that most people agree is like when the Simpsons like got it figured out. And that's the episode Marge versus the Monorail. It was written by Conan O'Brien.
He was on
the show. Also a great one.
Yeah. And it's just, that's where like, that's like that is where Simpsons became the Simpsons. That's what most people agree on. So that might be a good place for you. It has a big musical number.
Really?
Yeah, it's a great episode.
Huh, maybe that'd be a good place for our listeners to, if they've never seen Simpsons before, if it's been a while.
It's definitely an old episode, but it's a great one for sure.
Marge versus the Monorail?
Yep.
Who wins?
Marge.
Oh, yeah. I was going to let them watch it, but you know, immediately spoilers.
I mean,
that's fine.
Clearly, she wins. it's The Simpsons. What's not to love about The Simpsons?
Exactly.
It's a great show.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm together we are punching 14 paparazzo.
That's some quick math. Quick math. Not took 10 minutes math, but quick math.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, hit us with this super spectacular game that we might not like. Doing a lot of pointing here.
The game that I have in mind is we each pick two characters from The Simpsons that we need to try to make an impression of, and the other two need to guess who it is.
I like how you said you guys might not like this one. Like, you know, it's something that some like most reasonable people would be like, that's fine. Not like, hey, you have to make an impression of somebody, and this is clearly something that your wife has historically not appreciated.
I'll go first.
God damn it. Meow.
No, it doesn't work here. Okay, it's going to be a really hard one for you guys. Worst game ever.
Is that the video? The comic book guy?
Yeah,
book
you get it.
There you go. There you go. I don't know if I can pull this one off, but no, I'm definitely not going to pull it off. I don't want to go with,
hi everybody!
Dr. Nick!
The problem is you have too much blood. I use leeches!
Dr. Nick's one of my favorites.
Any in mind?
I can't do them very well, but I'll try.
We can go back and forth.
Well, the easiest one is ha ha.
Nelson.
There you go. That's it. It's not a great impression, but
it
there you go.
It took me a quick second. I'm like Bart. No.
Yeah, because it sucks. I'm not gonna do certain ones because that would be inappropriate and should be cut out of the podcast.
All right, I'll do one.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to ask my manager.
I don't remember his name, but he's always the clerk.
The teenager.
Yeah.
Just a random scream. Yeah, there you go. Just.
I know, this isn't really fair for you.
Something along the lines of, I dressed myself. I can do that, but that's not an impersonation. That's just a quote.
Ralph.
There you go.
The leprechaun tells me to burn things.
I'm gonna do one more. This one's gonna be too easy.
It's me, Duffman.
Is that Homer?
Hold on. Disco Stew.
You got it. Oh, I'm sorry.
With the poking and the prodding and the
none of us are voice actors, so
no.
This was a rough game, Jerry.
But who won?
Wait. Who's that?
Snowball.
There you go. Boom! The cat just walked to the fence.
Zeke's like, what the fuck? Who's here? I'm gonna.
Kayla, where can people find us should they choose to find us?
If you want to find us, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, Cartoon Tonic Podcast at all three. You can like us, follow us, of course, wherever you're listening to whatever podcast app, make sure that you're subscribing, reviewing, liking, sharing, whatever you can do to make sure that more people have to endure listening to us. We appreciate it.
Endure.
Oh, also, our Gmail, cartoontonicpodcast@gmail.com. I don't know if we've received any grammas at this point, but as of recording this episode, we have not received any grammas to
Very
our
upset.
Instagram
Very upset
or to our Gmail. No. So we're going to keep slugging this until I see a grandma. Instagram.
We're going to open it up here. If it's just a picture of a grandma in general, we'll accept it.
Yes.
But we prefer for it to be your grandma.
Yes. Yes. Because grandmas give the best hugs.
So
and
I have
best
questions.
Wishes.
My grandma wouldn't appreciate that.
Go like, comment, subscribe on everything that you see us on. And, you know, I love you, I guess.
Yeah, we appreciate every listen, and we love you dearly.
Mwah.
Mwah.
Mwah?
That was directed at me.
It was directed at me.
It was a question.
And the answer is yes.
The secret ingredient is... love? Who's been screwing with this thing?
At Cartoon Tonic, we drink responsibly and hope you do too. Thanks for listening.